I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The owner of two North Alabama pharmacies is facing a multi-million dollar fine. APR student reporter Taylor Sweeney has more.
Federal authorities say Rodney Dalton Logan of Muscle Shoals owns the pharmacies and will pay a $2.5 million penalty after agreeing to plead guilty to obstructing an audit involving Medicare funds. U.S. Attorney Joyce White Vance and other federal officials on Thursday announced the plea agreement involving the 63-year-old Logan, who was also the lead pharmacist at both locations. Prosecutors say Logan obstructed a 2012 federal audit of Medicare claims submitted by a pharmacy he owned in Sheffield. The maximum penalty for obstructing a federal audit is 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000, or twice the amount improperly gained through the defendant's conduct. For APR News, I'm Taylor Sweeney.
The city of Northport is holding another Trucks by the Tracks event tonight. City officials have designated the south end of Main Avenue near the railroad tracks as the event site. A variety of food trucks will be on hand to provide a local flavor for food enthusiasts. The goal of the event is to increase foot traffic in historic downtown Northport. The first Trucks by the Tracks event was held in May, and officials consider it a success. The event begins at 5 p.m. and runs until 8. Fallen Vietnam veterans will be honored this week in Fultondale. The American Veterans Traveling Tribute will deliver a Vietnam Wall Memorial that is an 80% scale replica of the actual memorial in Washington, D.C. Kevin Weatherly is the CEO of AVTT. He says events where the memorial has been presented have generally drawn large crowds. He adds those who wish to pay their respects may do so once the monument is put in place.
The idea is to be able to bring the wall to areas and people that don't have the means or the ability to make it out to D.C. So in a sense, we're bringing these men and women who lost their life in Vietnam back to their hometowns and their communities where their families can come out, pay their respects, and know that their loved ones have not been forgotten.
The monument contains all 58,307 names that are listed on the wall in D.C. Anyone who wishes to visit the memorial may do so through July 10th at the Fultondale Promenade on 3321 Lowry Parkway. Partly cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley this evening with lows in the mid-70s. Clear skies in central and west Alabama this evening with lows in the mid-70s. And partly cloudy skies tonight in Mobile and the Gulf Coast with lows in the upper 70s. The time is 4:35. Reporting for Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.